Cracking the Code of Linear Regression. Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into one of the most powerful tools in statistics, linear regression. You see lines fitting data all the time, stock market trends, weather forecasts, even predicting your grades. But what's really going on behind those trend lines? Let's break it down. 1. What is linear regression? At its core, linear regression is a method to model the relationship between two numerical variables. It helps us understand if an increase in one variable, say, hours studied, leads to a predictable change in another, your exam score. We describe this with the equation y equals beta 0 plus beta 1 x plus epsilon, where y is the response, the outcome we're predicting, x is the predictor, the variable we use to predict y. Nabeta 0 is the intercept, where the line crosses the y-axis. Debeta 1 is the slope, how much y changes per unit of x. And jepsilon represents random error, because real-world data is never perfect. 2. Fitting the line, least squares method. Not all lines are created equal. The best line is found using the least squares method, which minimizes the total square differences, residuals, between actual data points and predicted values. This ensures our predictions are as close as possible to reality. 3. Residuals, measuring the model's error. Residuals are the leftovers, the difference between observed values and the predicted ones. A good model has small, randomly scattered residuals. If we spot patterns in residual plots, it tells us our model is missing something, like nonlinearity or lurking variables. 4. Correlation. How strong is the relationship? We measure how well x and y move together using correlation, r, which ranges from negative 1 to 1. R equals 1, perfect positive relationship, e.g., more study time, higher scores. R equals negative 1, perfect negative relationship, e.g., more absences, lower grades. R equals 0, no clear pattern, random scatter. To make it more meaningful, we often use R squared, which tells us how much of the variation in Y is explained by X. An R squared of 0.75 means 75% of the variation in Y can be predicted by our model. 5. Watch out for outliers and extrapolation. Not all data fits neatly into a line. Outliers can heavily influence regression results, pulling the line in misleading directions. Also, beware of extrapolation, predicting beyond the range of the data. Just because temperatures rose from February to April doesn't mean we'll be melting in August. 6. Regression with categorical variables. Linear regression isn't just for numbers, it can handle categories too. For example, predicting the price of a used versus new video game. We assign dummy variables, 0 for used, 1 for new, and regression helps estimate price differences. Final thoughts. Linear regression is a foundation of data analysis, from predicting financial trends to medical diagnoses. But like any tool, it has limitations. Assumptions need to be checked, and models should be used with care. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we explore multiple regression when one predictor just isn't enough. Thanks for listening, and keep crunching those numbers.